2, 1, begin transmission.
PM, that can't be right. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're such a nut about time standards and WWV and other obscure aspects of orology. Why can't you have a legitimate timestamp? Why can't you have a time standard that adheres to some... Well, because this is the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. The real time is 1930 UTC. Check your clock. And you are already aware that that is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee begins. Yes, you already know that part. You also know this part. I like to drink tea. And my name is Tobe. And can you hear that? Yeah. I'm in my office, and somebody of the fluffy butt variety is sitting outside the door giving me the kitty yangle bedangles. Oh my goodness. So let's go out and see what the cat's doing. Plus, I think I need to make some tea. So as I open the door, I look down, and look who's standing here. Hi, brow. Oh, and where's she going? The cat runs up the stairs. Hi. What are you yanging about? Oh, you're just doing regular... Oh, it's morning time yangs? Oh, it's the morning. Oh, we should just sit around and go yang, yang, yang. I'm following my cat slowly into the kitchen. We had to walk around through the dining room and come in through the dining room door because for some reason my cat won't walk into the kitchen from this direction. And so who do we have over here? Yes, hello and good morning. How are you? Yes, this is the part where you stop talking and you rub your face up against the cabinets, isn't it? Yeah, because you like to rub your face on the cabinets, because that's weird, and you're weird, kitty, huh? Yeah, good job not answering. Oh, don't drink that now. There's a bug in there, and that's extra protein. So yeah, it's time to get some kitty water. There's a little bug in the kitty water cup. So we're going to fill up the kitty water. Yes, I'm filling up your kitty water! Okay, do you want some kitty water? Yes, because that's what kitties like, huh? Are you very thirsty today? It's because kitties like to drink kitty water, huh? What? Oh, yeah, that game ended 4-0, remember? Well, you should remember. You were watching it with me. Were you drunk? Were you high on kitty dope? Were you smoking kitty catnip weeds? Yo, you can deny it all you want, but we know the truth. Okay, here's your kitty water. All right, so now that we're up here... Let's check a few other things. Opening the fridge. We need to make some tea. Let's see. Are we going outside today? Can we go to the store or do something? Ooh, good Lord, no. It's 94 degrees. Fahrenheit. That's ridiculous. I'm not having anything to do with that. So, instead what we're going to do is we're going to turn the water on. Get some hot water going. And while that is heating up, we're gonna take the sugar and measure out 2 liters worth of sugar. Which is about that much. How much are you... You're wondering how much is it? I don't know. About... It says 200. I don't know what that's 200 of. Well, probably milliliters. But we don't... I don't know. So yeah, a lot of sugar. Then we take the pan. We rinse it out and get it heated up. And we start filling the big old pan full of water. The cat, in the meantime, is looking up at me, licking her lips, saying, "Oh, this is such delicious kitty water." Yeah, you like it. Because kitties like kitty water. That is the rule. All right, so while we're waiting for the pan to fill up, we look out into the backyard, and there's nothing going on. It's a little bit breezy. I can look down on my patio, and I can see those areas where I wrote my name with, you know, bleach water. And I think we're good. Yeah, this is as good as it needs to be. Well, hi. Well, what are you talking about? Wait, is that the one with Chow Yun-Fat? And Ewan, Shawn Michael Scott? Yeah, that's a terrible movie. What's that one called? Yeah, something like that. Oh, my cat's been watching cheesy martial arts movies again. Yeah, I know what you like. You likes to watch the movies, huh? Yes. Well, you say you don't, but I know what happens in the middle of the night. Yeah, because I look around and where's the remote? Where's the remote control for the TV? It's on the kitty bed, because you've been watching crazy stuff in the middle of the night without me, huh? Yeah, I know what you like. You like to watch kitty sports. That's what you like. Yeah, the 2019 Kitty Marathon Nap was televised last night. What, in the middle of the night, huh? Have you ever thought about being a marathon napper? Because you need to understand, my dear listeners, my dearest friends and compatriots, I feel that you need to understand what happens routinely in this house. Basically, we go through this. I get up, I eat breakfast, I do some stuff, and then next thing you know, it's time for Dubious Goals Committee. So we run around doing a little bit of Dubious Goals Committee. The cat wakes up, starts running around, starts hassling me, starts looking for kitty water, because kitties like kitty water. And then basically this wraps up, and then the cat wanders off, takes a nap. And I don't see her again until about 10:30 at night. Sometimes she's napping upstairs. Sometimes she likes to nap in the bedroom. Sometimes she likes to sit next to me and nap. But well, what are you doing now? Now you're guarding the tea cabinet. I need to get in this one. This is the one I need to open right now. Hi. Hello, you're such a good kitty. Now, I just need you to step like 1 foot, 1/3 of a meter to the left or right so I can open this cabinet. The cabinet that has the tea in it. Hello? Can you help me? Yeah, hi. What are you doing? Do you want to... Cat, are you trying to climb up here? Do you want to get up here? Here, I'll lift your kitty butt up here. Oh, you're so fluffy. Okay, the cat is now on the counter looking out the window. She's able to see the patio where I have written my name in bleachy water. This means I can now open the cabinet, close the cabinet, take out the tea. What tea are we doing today? Well, you know, I was kind of thinking about... Last night I was kind of thinking about jasmine or something, but I thought, no. Once I get up, it's like, nah, we got to do the good stuff. So, we take a big scoop of this black currant flavored tea, dump it in cup number one. That's about, I don't know. Basically, as a measurement, I'm using one of those 2-ounce plastic souffle cups. You know, the kind you get in Mexican restaurants or taquerias to put your sauce in. And that makes a good measuring scoop for my brewing vessels, which are my two large teacups. one of which is over 2 liters, one is of which is almost 2 liters. No, this one is 1.4 liters, if I remember correctly. What's that in American? Yeah, this one's, it says 44 ounce, but I think I've measured it out. It's really only practically a 40 ounce cup. And this one, it says 64, but I have put 2 liters into it. So, now we take the sugar that's in the sugar vessel, we pour half of it in one cup, and we pour half of it in the other cup. And then we need to close the tea back up. This is always a trick. Well, that's what I want to do today. I want to run around and I want to go to stores and look for tea to buy. Do I have any money? I have a little bit of money, but I'm trying to save it. I gotta save up my money so I can buy an expression pedal. That's the latest thing that I need to buy. And we'll open up the tea cabinet and put the tea back in there. And you might be wondering, how many different kinds of tea are there in the tea cabinet? Well, one, see this tin right here? This is not tea. This is my mulling spices. But then we got 1, 2, 3, 4 on the top shelf. Then 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 on the second shelf. 12, 13, 14, 15 on the second, third shelf. And none on the fourth shelf. I've even got Moogie Cha. What am I doing with all that Moogie Cha? Craziness. All right, it's going to get hot in here, so we should turn on the fan. And now, while we wait for the water to boil, and that will boil just momentarily, we need to run back down here into the office and grab the power supply. And you know, while we're at it, might as well grab the headphones too. And that reminds me, I keep talking about it and I still haven't done it. I have this funny little radio project idea that I really, damn it, now I can't close the damn door. I really sort of need to do this little funny radio project, get it out of my brain, and then that way I can start thinking about maybe creating some kind of music. So we'll put the headphones down over here. We'll put the power supply down over here. We're gonna start plugging a bunch of stuff in now. And isn't that just great? No. And speaking of bizarre random ideas, last night I had this idea that I was gonna open up the smallest restaurant in the world. And the only thing that we serve is tea and rice. Tea and rice are two of my favorite things to eat. All right, so what are we doing? Gotta unplug this cord from the amp and bring it over here. La 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 la. That's the old Taisha Goto, Through the Air. So, yay. All right. We can plug that stuff in here in a second. In the meantime, man, we're having a very busy dubious goals committee today, aren't we? Yes, we are. The water is now boiling, so we can turn that off. And I'm going to put the fan on low since that makes me insane, that stupid sound. Now, we just got to grab a couple towels so I don't burn my hands as I pick up the water. And we can pour the water into the tea vessel. Vessels, plural. One. Oops, that's a spill. And two, and I just got a lot of boiling hot water splashed on my leg. And how many different kinds of tea do we have in this cabinet? 1, 2, 3, 4. Is there any on this side? I don't know. Yeah, 5, 6. And is that it? Do you mean to tell me that I only have 20? Oh, and then of course I have that tea powder for making green tea shaved ice. Yeah, I am that awesome. Are you going to count that as tea? Technically, it's matcha. All right. Do I really only have 20 different kinds of tea in my house? Seems like there should be more. Am I forgetting some? Is there some in a different place that I have not considered? Possibly. Oh, you know what else I should do? Since we're on this tea, I'm going to set a timer here. For 10 minutes. And we'll come and bottle the tea when that happens. Alright, so in the meantime, what are we doing? What are you yanging at? I hear you. Pippa just went up the stairs and she's up in the little hallway outside the bedrooms yanging. What are you yanging up there for? Ah, such kitty business. All right, so in the meantime, what have we managed to do? We've managed to plug in the Taisha Goto. And you know, what was I doing last night? I was playing something last night, and now I don't remember what it was. At like midnight 30, what was I playing? I was, Oh, I vaguely remember. Was I just trying to play Miser Lou? Hard things, and yeah, I realize that sounded like crap, but you got to realize I haven't been up for more than an hour. This is the first thing I've tried to play all day. But the funny thing about this instrument is changing positions, you know. So if I decide, okay, I'm gonna call first position this, where I can have my pinky on the first key and I can have my thumb on the seventh. Then whenever you have to make a jump somewhere, you gotta have to move your hand over. And so I've been trying to figure out when to do that and, you know, what fingers to put on what keys. And it's a really sort of weird thing to do, because when the crossover comes, let's see, which is... Now I gotta consider this crossover. So now what do I do? Put my pinky on where my thumb used to be? You can hear me miss it. You can hear me, my finger, I'll hit it and my finger will slip off. And that's the other thing, you can hear the keys clacking. That reminds me a lot of AutoHarp buttons being pressed and released that... The funny thing is the keys could be a lot bigger. The finger pads on the keys are maybe 1 centimeter wide by 1.5 centimeters long. Just big enough to put your finger on. They could be much, much bigger, especially down here in the first octave. Thank you.
I do love that scale, though, that, I call it the Dick Dale scale, obviously. Love that flat second. Let's switch effects. That's a little too much. Pitch shifting and vibrato. I guess we can turn that off. I have this tendency to just be messing around. I'll just be pushing buttons and then I'll hear something. What I was going to say is I just start randomly playing things. I just play random crap, and then I'll hear some combination of notes. I'll hear some sequence that reminds me of something, and then I'll start playing that song. For instance, that last thing I just played was Simple Gifts, an old shaker tune or something. I can't remember what it is, but the timer just went off. We got to deal with tea. And I need to drink some too. Ah, so good. So we get up, we move into the kitchen, we grab the tea jug and all this stuff and the strainer and blah, blah, blah. The other thing that I've been thinking about recently is that if I do form a band, you know, I've already been thinking about this a lot. And the whole thing I've been thinking about is, what kind of instruments should I get? No. And I've been thinking about this all wrong. What we need to do is just put out a call for random people and the random instruments and go from there. Because I'm already thinking, oh, I need to start writing some music or at least come up with some outlines or some frameworks for some music. And, well, I really shouldn't do that, should I? I got to wait to find out. So what I really should be doing is going out and looking for people. All right, so we've got the jug set up here. And we've got the strainer over the funnel. Time for cup number one. Let's pour the tea. This is always a trick. It's always messy. Tea gets spilled everywhere. Try to get most of it in the jug. And now there's lots of tea leaves every freaking place. Gotta rinse off the outside of the cup. And now cup number two. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna dump these leaves because this looks problematic. Dump a bunch of tea leaves into the sink. Hotter than napalm. Don't let the tea leaves get on you. Just pour the second cup, go. Get in there. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Ooh, yeah, we got lots of good tea. It smells really good. Everything sort of smells like black currant and tea. And it's hot. It is hot, hot, hot. So, we get the cold water running. We dump out the strainer. We rinse the funnel. Come on. Then we put the funnel back in the funnel holder. We hold the jug under the water to rinse off the jug and get tea leaves off the bottom in case any are sticking. We set that aside. We now attempt to get all the tea leaves out of the strainer using the little squirty hose thing. And while we're at it, we start shoving tea leaves down the sink. And we get that ready for the massive monster that lives in the sink tube pipe thing that eats everything when I just flip a button. Okay, strainer is clean. We rinse all the rest of the tea leaves down the sink and we hit the monster switch. The monster that lives in the sink just ate all the tea leaves. We put the cap on the jug and we start filling the sink up with cold water. Because now that we got the cap on the jug, we put the tea in the sink to cool off in the bain-marie, the water bath, and we walk out of the kitchen just in time to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show in which I make tea and play my taishigoto and do other weird stuff like that every single day. So be sure to tune in at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I guess I gotta go. I guess I gotta do some stuff. I've gotta watch some TV, some football highlights, and what else? Oh, I gotta eat. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.